G'day, Lee. Great. Thank you very much.
Getting excited for the Stanley and Tarkine Forage Festival this weekend. Kicks off on Saturday. There are farm tours, cheese tastings. There's a Taste the Region dinner, foreshore feast. It all sounds pretty good. Let's talk through some of the events. First of all, what is the Stanley and Tarkine Forage Festival about?
Okay, well, look, this is the first year that we're putting it on, and hopefully it becomes an annual event. It's a 10-day festival spread throughout the Circular Head area. A lot of the events are in Stanley, but they're also spread out around Circular Head. Look, the true essence of the festival is to promote and make people aware of some of the world-class foods that are produced in far northwest Tasmania. So what I'm talking about there predominantly is the world-class grass-fed Cape Grim beef and the range of seafood that comes out of the waters up this way as well, the crayfish and the scallops and the oysters and the octopus. So we want to say to the world that, hey, this is the sort of wonderful foods that come from our patch of the world. And if you're interested in that, and if you'd like to see where this food comes from and enjoy it in the place where it comes from, then Stanley and the Tarkine region is the place for you to visit.
It sounds like a good as excuse as any to head up that corner of the state. One of the most beautiful places on earth, if I'm honest. Absolutely beautiful that way. So let's talk about some of the standout events over the period of time that the festival is going ahead. What's the foreshore feast about?
The foreshore feast, mate. Well, look, the best way to describe this is it's like a mini festivale type thing, except we've got just about all local food vendors. So we've got a couple of the local oyster farmers and the octopus people and beef farmers and all sort of coming together and putting on their wares, the foods that they produce, and selling it direct to the public. So it's on the foreshore of Patlow Beach in Stanley, a spectacular location. Starts at about 4:30 in the afternoon. We've got a really good lineup of live music planned for the night as well. We've got a marquee and hopefully it's a beautiful day and it'll be a fantastic event. Hopefully lots of people come along there and enjoy themselves. That's on Saturday the 19th of November, that one. That's one of our signature events, and we've got our other signature event is on this weekend, our opening weekend. The festival kicks off on Friday night with a little opening at the Stanley Wine Bar and then a live band and food at the Stanley Hotel. But then on Saturday night, one of our flagship events is our Taste the Region dinner with Stephen Hickman up in the old Bluestone Barn at Highfield. Now, this is going to be one of the real special events.
Yep.
Stephen's an accomplished chef and has a restaurant in Lauderdale called Driftwood, and we've got him coming up to prepare a 7-course degustation dinner with matched wines in the stunning surrounds of this old Bluestone Barn up at the Highfield Historic Site. Only 100 people. We're capped at 100 people. I think we've got about 15 tickets left. So if anyone thinks that sounds good, they better get on the website as soon as they can and grab a hold of their tickets, because that'll sell out in the next couple of days, I'm sure.
And there are buses from Smithton and Stanley as well, just so you know. And they've done
them. Yeah, that's right. There's 7 courses and 7 glasses of wine to match those courses.
Say no more.
It would be the right thing to do to put on a bus. So there's a bus leaving Smithton and also the Stanley Town Hall to get people to and from Highfield.
And let's just talk about that Bluestone Barn as well. They've done an amazing job at restoring that too.
Oh, haven't they? Yeah. 20 years ago when I shifted to Stanley, Highfield, a lot had been done already at Highfield, but in the past 10 years or so, yeah, it's really been, well, I'm going to say polished up, but not really polished up. It's been tastefully restored, and it is absolutely fantastic. And that barn is a wonderful venue, whether it's for degustation dinners or weddings or hoedowns or whatever. It's a great venue for sure.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, I would love to keep talking about every event that's that's there, but Stanley Marketplace.
Stanley Marketplace. That's on the foreshore of Patlow Bay on the final day of the festival. That's the final event for our festival. And that'll be really nice too. And again, that's the first time this market will be taking place, and there'll be a collection of local craftspeople and food producers, and there'll also be live music going on there as well. So that'll be quite a festive atmosphere there on Sunday the 20th on the banks of foreshore, of the Tatlow Beach foreshore.
There we go. We've kind of bookended the whole Stanley and Tarkine Forage Festival. Look, we've only just mentioned a couple of events, but you can check out their website, which is stanleyandtarkineforagefestival.com.au. You can get your tickets, have a look at the events, and there's some great ideas there where you can stay if you want to have a nice little weekend away up Circular Head.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, just to let listeners know, accommodation is quite heavily booked already. So if people are thinking about coming, that they need to make a plan and get their reservations in place.
And take your camera, because it's always a lovely... We all need to get a photo of the nut at Stanley, don't we?
Exactly right. Put it all over Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, beautiful. Hey, it's been great to talk to you on today's Home Run. We really hope that the first Stanley and Tarkine Forage Festival is a hoot and a success. So, Clint, thank you so much for joining me on the Home Run.
You're welcome. Thanks very much for your time.